This morning's reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 12. That's on page 1153 in the Church Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Shall we just pray? Lord, we ask you to open your word to us through your Holy Spirit and speak to us in our hearts and minds, and to know what you would wish us to hear and see from this passage. Amen. Right, so in our reading today, Paul has given us an illustration of what he means by the human body, but also the spiritual body. But even that example can be very tough to understand. So I've gone for an even simpler one. Hands up if you've been part of doing a jigsaw puzzle. Most people, yeah? So, whether it be a very small jigsaw puzzle, one of about 25 or 30 pieces, or a more complicated 1,000 piece, I think there are even 2 and 5,000 piece, but 1,000 ones can be very difficult to complete. So, it's difficult because it depends on the image or the skill of the person who's put it together. The cuts and etc. But what if you struggle to complete the frame, fill in the whole picture, taking hours and hours, and then you find one piece is missing? It's frustrating, it's maddening, and you always feel that it's wrong. It needs to be completed. The puzzle is not whole until you find that missing piece. It can't be finished. It is not complete. So where does this take us with the overall theme today, which is serving? To serve God, we need many different types of person. It doesn't matter particularly about age or sex or ability, because we see in our reading that every part of the body, or even a puzzle piece, is required to complete the picture. So, I split it into three parts. I've got being diverse, having uniqueness, and having value. So we'll go through those things. So our first thing to think about is, are we diverse? The body parts are one, but every part has a different function. So we see in verses 12 to 14, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews, Gentiles, slaves, or free. And we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. So Paul is saying that in the human body, the church, like the human body, the church is complicated with many different pieces. But to work properly, they have to be in harmony to work properly. We as the body of the church are the same, but we are many people. We come from different backgrounds. We have different skills, ages, and abilities. But to work properly, everybody has to do their part. There is no room for someone not to use those skills and abilities for the good of the whole. Diversity, the word, also means differences. So we have different backgrounds, speech and appearances. And like in a jigsaw, each place has a place to sit and will find it hard, if not impossible, to fit in, if not in the correct spot. But it does have a place in the picture. We just need to find where it fits or where we fit. We cannot just shoehorn it in anywhere in the puzzle. It has a place and it will only fit there. The church is composed of many sorts of people with a range of skills and abilities, I've said. But if we continually say that I don't really fit anywhere, we are denying God and his church our God-given abilities. Who were we created by? Who chose us to be a member of his church? Yes, God. So, if we say that we are Christian, we have made a decision to follow Christ. And when we make that choice, we repent of sin, ask God for forgiveness, and God honours then that promise, and we become part of his family. And he sends the family friend, the Holy Spirit, to come to us. So we join a large family, including our own church, but I'm talking about the church as a worldwide element as well. As in a human family, though, we are individuals, but become part of a larger whole. As in a family, we grow and mature as we learn about God and each other. We are not alone, we are part of a whole community. But we are still individuals. So again, in verse 14 it says, we are all given one Spirit to drink. When we accept God's Spirit, he takes up residence within us. And we can call on his help through that Spirit. We can be guided, instructed, and even given the right words and actions to say in different situations. Because we are all one in the same Spirit, Paul says that our reactions, belief and actions should be the same. We still, though, react and bring different skills to bear as individuals in those situations. So, diversity, important. Secondly, we have our uniqueness. Each individual is important. We shouldn't underestimate anyone. The youngsters of our church are as important as the older of us, but do not underestimate your own importance. In verses 14 to 17, it says, "Even so, the body is made up not of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be?" Paul, you see, is emphasising that even if a seemingly insignificant part of the body is removed, it can affect that body in so many ways. Now, I've recently had trouble with my left eye. I've got cataracts in both, but the left one was the most severe. So I had the cataract removed and things improved. Then suddenly the lens started to cloud over and I started to get more problems. It became difficult to read. I think I've stood at the front and going, I can't really see what I've written, but that's better now. But the fact is I also had a lot of glare when driving, which can be quite confusing and dangerous in some situations. But laser treatment corrected it. But the thing was that I was very aware that a loss of a small part of my anatomy caused problems to my everyday life. And the same happens to a church body if we don't have everybody doing their job for this body. Spreading the good news of Christ is everyone's job. But we will do it in different ways. We may clean, serve teas, ring the bells, welcome people, use our phones to keep in touch with those suffering illness or isolation. Every little skill matters. The way we live, the language we use, how we take God and Jesus with us in many situations are important. Not everyone is an evangelist, the one with the big E. I think Becca said that before. You know, not the one who stands at the front and berates you for not finding out about Christ and joining the church. Not that sort of evangelist. I'm talking about the one with a little E, the one who says, "You know, I go to church on Sunday. Might you come along?" That's the one we're talking about. You might not be a preacher or a vicar, but a simple, kind word, a helping hand, or being in the right place at the right time is important. What we should not do, though, is to overrate our skills or abilities. Thank you, John, for telling me. They are God-given and must be only used for his benefit. If we become prideful, then it is not useful or beneficial because, in the end, it causes division. Verses 21 and 22. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the hand cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. Paul is saying that if we overrate ourselves, we miss out on the less obvious skills around us. Look around you. Whose talents have we missed and why? Do we think they're too young, inexperienced, shy, or even just too short because they can't reach the bell rope? Maybe. Matt, who's up there, Maisie, and Mike, you're actually sitting in the right order for me sermon. That's very good of you to do that. They've been counting our numbers when we come into services. And we might think that's a simple task and it's not very important. But actually it is totally necessary. It is an essential that we record who's here every service. Who looks after the church cleanliness? Who gets the materials for that? Who cleans the towels? Not very evangelistic, you say. Not as important as preaching. No, it's not true. Without these jobs, the church can't or won't work. Without eyes, the hands can't see what to reach for. Without ears, we wouldn't be aware of some of the things around us. We need everyone to work at their proper capacity. Every piece working together completes the puzzle. If we fail or refuse, then we're actually protesting against God. What we are we withholding that is a protest? What are we not giving to God who gave everything to us through Jesus Christ? The final point is that serving in any situation has a value to God. He values each and every one of his family, the church. Everything in and outside his church that we do, he's done for him. In verses 24 to 26, it says, "But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it." Who are we missing out on? Who do we undervalue or not appreciate because they seem different to us? What can we do to make sure that our skills are available to be used by God and his church? Every person who attends this church has a skill or ability that is useful and can be used by God. It is up to us to find that thing and then offer it and use it for God. It may be money. It definitely will be time and effort. But we will be rewarded because God will be with us in every situation that we use for him, and our reward will come in heaven. So, in conclusion, the church is diverse. It has many different facets. Look at the body that we've told about. How many different pieces are there? Each person and skill is unique, heavenly made and useful when we give ourselves in love and praise to God. And finally, each of us has a value to God in whatever small or large gift that we give to him. We should give freely because his love is freely given through Jesus, who gave his life on the cross. His grace will conquer every hurdle. Remember in verse 27, "Now you are the body of Christ, each one of you is part of it." Paul says this in spirit and in truth. Every person is important to God, small or large, young or old, learned or unskilled. Every part has a function. Every part has a role to enable the whole to function to the honour of God. So let each of us search and find that missing piece of the puzzle and use it for God. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and grace in Jesus Christ. We ask you to help us through the Holy Spirit to enable us to complete our role in your body on earth, the church. Bless us in all that we do in your name and draw us together as your body in Elmden. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.